This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And we are talking to Rick Ector, the director. How goes it, sir?
Hey, man, not so bad, man. Not so bad. You know, the weather is actually, get this, 43 degrees here in Metro Detroit. I'm in Detroit proper, man, within the geographical borders. And there are 43 degrees registering on the thermostat, man. So I'm doing great. You know what? It's not as warm as it is in your neck of the woods, in your part of the country, South Carolina, man. Well, how many inches of mercury do you have in your thermostat?
Inches of mercury on my thermostat. Right now it's 55.
Well, what does it register in terms of degrees on the thermostat?
55.
55. So you guys got it better than us, man. Only 12 degrees better, but I'm a little disappointed, man. I'm disappointed. You guys only have 50 degrees, and we're at 43, man. We're at 43.
Yeah.
No snow on the ground. Gentle breeze. It's a beautiful day, man. Now, not looking at the daily newspapers online, though. I mean, yeah, that stuff is still happening, man. You know, and it's really sad, man. You know, you say, for example, you look at a story and you see this one story I was looking at today. Guy was working in, you know, a regular part of town. You know, there's no affluence anywhere around there. And he's just merely taking out the trash and throwing it into the dumpster. And lo and behold, there's a couple of dudes there with guns, and they shot and killed him. Took his car, but you know what? For what? And they even described the car. The car wasn't even, like, attractive. It was a late model car. It was physically unattractive. The thing barely ran. The story even gave details that he only paid, like, $1,000 for it a few years ago. You know?
Right.
So it's just crazy, man. But other than, you know, this random violence, the beautiful weather and the sun shining has me in a good mood right now. And you know what? I'm on the air with the one and only Bill Frady, Lock and Load.
Well, it probably has more to do with the weather, though. It would be my fault.
Come on now. This gruff old guy stick that you like to employ on the radio, man. I know if anyone else listening doesn't know, I know that you're a great guy, man.
Oh,
not so gruff that you portray.
I'm not trying to be gruff or anything. I just, right now we're going through this stuff politically here in South Carolina, and they're about to make a gigantic mistake, and they're out there, and I don't understand politicians who think they can please everybody.
Well, you can't please everyone.
Right, and they're making some calculations based on a bunch of dumb ideas, and you know, they don't know how to win. That's the biggest issue. They don't know how to win. But anyway, I'm going to shut up. I know you got better things.
Man, look. Listening to you opine on the state of affairs in South Carolina, your local area, man, I've heard people do this before. And get this, they usually do it when they have an epiphany and they decide that if we can't find a good person to do this role, to support, you know, this thing called freedom and gun rights and personal safety and great communities, families, schools, they usually find that they become self-motivated to take up that mantle and run, man. You know what? Are we going to announce the start of the Bill Frady campaign for Congress right here on the Lock and Load Show?
No, we are not.
We're not.
We're not. We will not be doing that. And I will. I'm happy to tell you why. I'm happy to tell you
why.
I'm happy to tell you why, because
there's a lot of things that ails us, man. But I feel your passion. Go ahead. Why wouldn't you do it?
I have seen a lot of guys go to in politics in various ways and means. I've seen a lot of them come and go. Mm-hmm. And there's something that happens when they get in office that I can't explain. There's some, you get somebody and you think, well, like, we had a guy here in South Carolina that made it to Congress in, during the Tea Party wave. Named Trey Gowdy. Now, Trey Gowdy was a very well-known prosecutor when he was in Spartanburg here in South Carolina.
Okay.
Very well-known. And when he came in and rolled in and took the seat, we thought this was going to be a new day. And we had four freshmen going up there. We had Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott, Mick Mulvaney, and Jeff Duncan. Of those four, only I think Jeff Duncan is going to quit. Mick Mulvaney's already he left Congress to work for the Trump administration, and now he's out. And Trey Gowdy quit. So Tim Scott's all
he's
left.
Doing TV. He's doing media now, right?
Yeah, he's doing TV. And because of that, I look at them and I, you know, Tim Scott has managed to maintain. Jeff Duncan changed. Trey Gowdy changed. Mick Mulvaney, I don't know enough about him to say one way or the other. If I had to guess, though, I would guess he did change to a degree because he vanished without a trace. He was actually pretty tough when he was on in Congress.
Okay.
But he got out of there. He was the first one to get out. When he went to the Trump administration. But there's something that happens to these guys when they get in office to where they just sort of forget everything that got them there in the first place, or at least it seems that way. And the reason I'm not going to run for Congress is I'm not going to lose the edge.
Okay.
That's it. I don't even know that I would win, and I'm not going to run if I'm not going to win. I mean, that's a...
Well, yeah, it's like, why do it? But you know what? You're fighting for the soul of America. You'd be fighting for the soul of South Carolina, man. You would be that beacon that everyone can look to and assess where they are currently and see how far away they are from you to know where they stand for those quaint concepts such as freedom, liberty, guns, America, you know, yeah, you're that measuring stick, man. But, hey, look, public office is not for everyone, man. It for sure is a tough job. You're trying to appease a lot of different people, and, you have to campaign over and over again. You know, I'm even partial to some extent to the idea of term limits, man, because, some people get so entrenched in office, man, that forget, I think, why they're there.
Everybody that does think that way, that gets into office, change their mind. We had a guy that was a Congress. Well, I'll have to tell you about this in the next segment because we're coming up on the first break. But we had a guy that was in Congress, and he went up there, and his whole promise was, I will term limit myself. And when we get back, I will tell you the other part of that story. But while we are here, as we get ready to go to that break, please tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, NRA Director Ector. I can be found all over the internet. Catch me at my blog, Legally Armed in Detroit, DetroitCCW.com. I'm on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And yes, there's a few entries with me and the one and only Bill Frady from Lock and Load.
Something like that. There's something like that out there. Anyway, when we get back, I will tell Rick the end of this story and everything. And then we'll move on and we'll talk about something much more fun and gooder. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. This is Lock and Load. And I was about to tell you about a politician, wasn't I?
Yes, you were going to conclude this anecdote that you were sharing with me and your listening audience.
So, his name was Bob Inglis. And when he went in, he said, I will run on a whole thing about term limits. And he went in, and he did three terms, and he pulled out. And he was out for one term, and then he ran again. And
so why did he go back?
No. So when he was running again the second time, he had an epiphany about, I need to reach across the aisle more often and work with my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to find consensus.
Common ground.
Common ground, right?
There's no common ground with those rascals, man.
I know. And he runs something, and he tried, he ran, he was elected in 1992, and he served from 93 to 98.
Okay.
He tried to challenge Senator Fritz Hollings in 98. He was reelected to Congress in 2004, and then he lost reelection in 2010 in the Tea Party. And he started something called Energy and Enterprise Initiative and a few other things. And since then, he's been sort of the, sometimes he's the useful idiot on some of the left-sided shows that are out there. You know, the Republican who talks bad about the Republican Party. Because he had this epiphany. But when he went up there, you know, he was Captain Conservative.
It's amazing how that can happen.
And I don't know what it is. I really don't, because I've seen some very good guys go up there. I've seen some really
I think they go up there with the best of intentions, and then they start looking around the political landscape, and then being in office is more important than the reason why they're there, I think, in some cases. And so, yeah, some people make some political compromises, and they stray from the political ideas they had when they first ran. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my state, we've got a couple of self-appointed kingmakers who rarely make any kings. They don't do too many princes. Most of the time, it just looks like a bunch of court jesters that they parade out there. And I talked to one politician today that I'm not going to name. And dude was a Tea Party guy, right? And what was the Tea Party for? They were for term limits. He's going to shoot down the permitless carry bill on his vote. His vote will be one of the votes. I mean, he's one of however many there are in the House. And he's going to vote for non-concurrence. And he's going to do that because he's afraid he'll lose his reelection. These guys,
non-concurrence, that's a fancy word for no, huh?
Yeah. We don't. Well, it got passed out of the House, then it went to the Senate, then it came out of the Senate. It's taken it 10 years to get it out of the Senate. This thing has gone to the Senate so many times and been shot down so many times, and they finally got it out of committee, got it on the floor, voted for it, and then threw it out there. And now they got what they wanted, right? They got it passed out of the Senate instead of looking at this and saying, this is a half-full glass, we'll fill it up later.
Approved.
Right. Instead of doing that, they're looking at it as half-empty, and they're worried about what everybody's going to say about them, so they're going to kill it. And when that happens... I'm going to point to all of these people that are out there. This is an imperfect bill. It needs to be defeated. Okay, great. There you go. If you want to carry a gun, go get a permit. Because you're not going to get permitless carry here. Because you guys just killed it. So enjoy.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it is.
So I'm firmly convinced that you will never put your name on a ballot. I got it.
Well, here's the thing. I would put my name on a ballot, right? And I would go in there with the expectation I'm going to serve one term. But
you will stick to your guns and won't run again, right?
Being a member,
you would be the most dangerous person in the election.
That's right. I sure would. Being a member of the South Carolina State House, that only pays like $11,000 a year, so they're not doing it for the money. So I don't know what it's about. I have no idea why somebody would be in state politics here, unless you're, you know, like some of the department heads, like state treasurer and governor and things like that. They make a fairly decent salary. They can make a living off of that. But here in South Carolina, the actual legislators, they're still pretty much, citizen legislators who have to make a living somewhere else.
Right.
And because of that, I would sit back and say, well, let me go in here and see how much damage I can do. And when you guys beat me back because I gave you exactly what you wanted, you guys can sit back and, you know, I'll be sitting back saying, did my best, and you guys didn't want it, so okay. Enjoy what you get. But see, here's the thing. This is the thing. I think if a politician would actually get out there and lead boldly,
okay,
I think they would be successful, and I think they could stay in office as long as they continue that way. And whatever happens with these guys, you know, I had this talk with Trey Gowdy. I had this talk with Tim Scott. Whatever happens to these guys, somewhere along that line, they lose that. And maybe it's a lack of stamina. Maybe it's a
it's the fact that they've been accustomed to being there and they forgot why they're there. They just know that they want to get back and stay there. And that gives you sufficient motivation to stray from your political ideas and start entertaining things that aren't in the Constitution. You know, I get it. I understand it. I don't condone it. I can understand that over a period of time that you could stray from your initial political ideals. I get it. Yeah. It happens.
That's fine.
So anyway,
that's fine.
You're probably curious as to what I'm going to talk to you about on this glorious, beautiful meteorological. But you got to make it an adverb. Put the L-Y on the end of it, too.
Meteorologically.
Okay, see? Man, you've had voice training.
Anyway, not only am I curious, but I'm very eager for us to move on from this before I sit over here and start throwing knives at the wall or something just to get my frustrations.
For those people, yes, even you and perhaps some people in your listening audience, there's a big, giant national spectacle that's going to happen this upcoming weekend on Sunday, and it's in Tampa, Florida. And we know what that event is, right? This event is known as the what?
Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, yeah, and I get it. Some people are probably not really into sports so much these days as they were in years past because there seems to be on so many different levels, organizations are going woke, right? Going woke.
Hang on right there, if you will. Tell everybody how to find you because we're going to the next break.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found at legallyarmeddetroit.com, DetroitCCW at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, with Bill Frady on IMDb.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garen Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rick Ector, the director. He's talking about the Super Bowl. What are we talking about with the Super Bowl? Help me out with this. Help me.
Well, obviously, from my vantage point, I want to look at it from a personal protection standpoint, also from a public safety standpoint. You know, this event, the Super Bowl, you know, it has lost some of its luster, particularly with members of our community, the gun community, because a lot of sport events have gone so-called woke, right? And when they take certain political opinions and make certain people their spokespersons, yeah, it rubs a certain percentage of our listening audience the wrong way. But dare I say, I'm still a fan of football, and yes, I'll be checking out the Super Bowl. But as I'm going to be watching it this weekend, I can't help but imagine and think about all the security precautions that that happen. You know, on the one aspect, we're going to talk about the things that they're doing to make sure that it's a safe event, that it's not an attractive honeypot for terrorists to try to do something crazy and outlandish to get media attention and to say, you know, bad things about America and our way of life and our political ideas. But, man, let's talk about it. If you were at the Super Bowl, and let's say they brought the Super Bowl to your environs of South Carolina, man, from a environmental management of that huge event conducted locally, what types of things, even if we had to go over the top, would we do to secure the people at the stadium and the people outside the stadium and the community against terror?
I don't know. I don't, and that's the thing. See, that the I'm sure they take a lot of precautions on that. But one of the I wouldn't go to it. simply because I don't know what precautions they're taking. They're going to make me disarm.
If you want to be there on site inside the facility, yeah, they're going to declare it a gun-free zone, and you will be there without your sidearm, yes.
Yep. So, I mean, if without me knowing, and I'm sure they're going to have a lot of security in place, but that's such a big target, right? And what have we seen? What have we seen coming out of, for example, Ukraine? We've seen them take commercial grade drones that a lot of people use as just a flying camera, and they've turned them into a weapons delivery system. And we know that we have a bunch of people in the interior that as they say, they're military-aged males, and we don't know where they are. And getting out there and the idea that they could have some sort of security in place where they could stop a flurry of drones being flown overhead at the stadium and get them all before they drop some sort of and the idea that they won't have bombs, like grenades. Right.
Right.
We know that the Middle East, for example, has they got a little confab going with the cartels, so they can get anything they need. So, given that, I probably would not go to an event like that.
And you know, there are some people who are avoiding such large, huge events because they believe that they are what's known as a honeypot. They are a very attractive target. But you know what? To no avail, they have been publicizing all of this security that they're going to be doing for the Super Bowl. And one of those, to address your point, is this no-fly zone, right? 30 miles in circumference around the actual stadium. No one will be able to fly a plane, let alone a drone, inside of this no-fly zone. Other things they're doing. They're talking about 1,700 cameras, real-time monitoring, to try to identify and look for anything that looks suspicious. Man, how in the world do you man, staff, track, and pull actionable data from all of those devices in real time to get something done? I don't know. But these guys are the experts, and they claim that they can do it. We'll see. Let's see. What else can we do? Bomb-sniffing dogs, facial recognition software. They even have a story out there where the government is actually tracking real-time private parties. If that isn't personally chilling, they know roughly how many parties are going on in private residences and businesses and keeping a tab on those events and the people coming to and from those events, man. But as you stated before, no matter what you do, given the creativity of people who hate America and who hate our way of life, man, they will do what is required, man. Who knows? Maybe somebody wants to unleash some anthrax out into the crowd or some other biological weapon. I mean, you have a ton of people there who would be potential victims, and yeah, they can make a big splash in the media about their cause, however evil and twisted it is, man. But yeah, this is the world we live in, man. And the fact that we have not, in my opinion, I'm not going to put you on the spot, in my opinion, we haven't been doing a decent job of policing the border, that we have not been effectively evaluating who's coming into this country, who are people who are either drug mules or they're engaging in human trafficking, or whether they're bringing drugs or they're allowing these MS-13 gang people to come into our country. The bottom line, any of it and all of it is not good, man. And I'm hoping and praying that nothing negative happens at the event, but just giving people a general feel for what the government is doing to attempt to keep people safe. I think the best that they can do is track it and record it and try to catch the evildoers on the back end. But in terms of protecting yourself up front, during, I don't know if it's something they can do.
No, it isn't. It is not. The thing about drones is that you can be in the parking lot before you go through any of the checkpoints and have a van full of drones and launch them before they'll be detected and get them up over the wall. Because they'll go vertical fast. You don't have to fly. You don't have to fly them in. You don't have to worry about a no-fly zone because you're going to be in the parking lot.
Right. So,
but,
you know what?
I'll tell you what. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, NRA Director Ector. I can be found every week right here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Please check out my handle, Detroit CCW, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and IMDb.
And go look him up on YouTube. Go check out his YouTube channel. How many videos you got on YouTube?
Thousands, man. Thousands. I have a lot that are out there. And it took me a while to do it, but let me tell you, just start.
And the TV appearances, some of the TV appearances are the greatest TV appearances that have ever been known to the man. Or at least,
I did a phone interview this morning. I'll put it up later on today.
There you go. There you go. He'll be throwing this around later on today. He'll be saying, give me the link, and I'll give it to him, and off it goes. We'll be right back talking to Rick Ector. He is the director. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm sure my man Rick here has been going, why are you raining on my parade all the time, Bill?
No, man, look. It is what uniquely makes you, Bill Frady, yeah. And that's why we're here. We're here for you and to hear your take on... No, you laugh, man. I am so serious. And we want to hear what you have to say about it. I mean, there's a ton of people out there that are talking about these things, but none of them are you and have your insight and your opinion on your pulse right. Of what's going on in this great country. And yes, I still say that this country is great, warts and all, because it's better than any other country.
Everybody
on
certainly
this planet,
seems
man.
To want to come to it, don't they?
They seem to risk life and limb to get here. And there's a reason, man. Freedom. It really is freedom. But, I got a interview request from a media outlet here this morning, man. And they wanted to talk to me about, one of the 4 gun laws that we had shoved down our throats, which, curiously enough, they are effective. That is that they will be enforceable on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, of course, I'm talking about domestic violence. We have a storage law. We have a long gun registration law. And of course, yes, we even had red flag laws shoved down our throats. And, these are things that we have to contend with Valentine's Day going forward. So yeah, I received a call from a media station and they wanted my thoughts on the mandatory storage law. And, you know, I've talked about that. You know, here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. And yeah, I'm even against storage laws, but I'm not following that rabbit hole today, man. Well, going back to what we were talking about, what? Go ahead.
Well, see, the thing about the storage laws is this. What happens? You guys have the storage laws now?
Starting Valentine's Day, we will.
Okay. So does this mean that when you're not in the middle of self-defense, all of your guns have to be locked away?
Well, if you own guns and then at home, you have to sufficiently secure them from anyone who is younger than 18 years of age.
So what if you have no one in the house that is under the age of 18?
Well, if no one's there, then... You do not, like, for example, I don't live with anyone, right? So right. I don't have to lock my guns up. But see, here's one of the curious questions, though. What if I don't have a gun locked up because I live alone? And let's say someone, for whatever reason, took their life, you know, didn't take it seriously and thought that they would come into my house hoping that I wasn't here
right.
looking to find an unsecured gun. Now, if they took my unsecured gun that I wasn't required to lock up, does this juvenile with my gun, does that open me up to litigation or prosecution because they took my unsecured gun and did something bad with it?
Does it?
Well, I don't know. That's a legal question. But you know what? I'm not locking any guns up. I don't have any reason to do that.
Right.
For what point do I need to do that? How about you lock up your bad miscreants, your juvenile delinquents? How about you lock them in the house and protect general society and the public, including me? But no. You know, there are certain boundaries I won't cross, man. You know, protecting myself from my own guns and a home in which I live alone just doesn't seem to be, it doesn't seem to make any sense.
Right.
But anyway.
How do they enforce that? I mean, how do they,
you can't enforce it. I mean, unless you're going to have roving bands of gangs of governmental agents or the police conduct unannounced knocks on your door and announce and conduct a random search. I mean, how could they know? The only way that they could know is if some juvenile was in my house and gained access to an unsecured gun and either hurt themselves or hurt someone else. Then they could come after me for not locking up my gun. And you know what? It so sounds like something that should not happen in this country called America, but
right.
I digress.
Okay.
But with respect to this weekend, man, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of people who are going to be out and about and attending Super Bowl parties and being out in the public or conducting parties at their residence out in public. Everything that we've talked about here on lock and load, man, is still in play. But from a focus standpoint, what safety considerations should we keep in mind if we're leaving our house to go out in the public and to be out there with everyone else while the Super Bowl is being broadcast on TVs at various different establishments?
Well, I guess my first question is going to be, if you're carrying a gun, are you going to drink? Because you shouldn't if you do.
No, you shouldn't.
So I guess in the event that if you're carrying a gun and you're not going to drink, then you should be good to go. I mean, I would think that the same basic set of rules, awareness, head on swivel, make sure where you're at, that kind of thing. I would think all those things would still be valid, even if you're at a Super Bowl.
They are. And it drives home the point or the concept that I like to tell people when I conduct our concealed carry classes here in Michigan. Personal protection is not a sometime event. It is literally a lifestyle. And once you adopt that lifestyle, you take it with you everywhere you go, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of a year. You know, you're not going to places that are not well lit. You're going to possibly be in areas where there's people around or someone close by. You're going to avoid pistol-free zones. You're going to maintain your situational awareness. Hopefully, you'll have friends to accompany you. You're going to abstain from alcohol or marijuana or whatever substances that are out there that can befall you and get you into legal trouble. You're going to make sure that you don't drink and drive and get liquid courage and get into physical altercations with people. And you know what? You're going to avail yourself of rideshare apps if you are drinking out there in the public. But, yeah, basically you, you hit that nail right on the head. It is a lifestyle. It's something that you do every waking moment of every day that you still walk the earth. Personal protection.
Yep.
It's a lifestyle.
I would think you could have a pretty good time. I mean, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy the Super Bowl. Right?
I mean, if you like football, then you like football. And, right. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to drink. You know, I'm coping in the aftermath of Michigan winning the national championship, so there's no longer any college football, and this is professional football's last weekend coming up on Sunday. And so, yeah, and so then we'll have to, like, watch the Detroit Pistons, who are, like, really bad this year, man. But,
Well, I was about to say, I mean, is football such a – that's a big part of things for you. You enjoy the football a lot.
Well, I mean, you know, it's my sport of choice, and I like college football better than I do pros. And of course, my favorite team here is the Michigan Wolverines. But, we'll keep watching it, man. And of course, our coach, he left, and Jim Harbaugh is now going to be coaching the, San Francisco 49ers he's going to? No, not the 49ers. He's going to one of these professional football teams.
Right.
And wish him luck and all of that. But the program's going to be good, man. But let me tell you, as a reminder to your listening audience, I would be remiss if I didn't remind them that, yeah, I'm on the ballot to be on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association. I was first elected this past April 15th. And, yeah, since I was voted the 76th director, I had a very short period of time before I had to go into reelection mode. And, yes, the ballots will be in your February designated NRA magazine. Pull it out. Look for my name on the ballot. Encircle that dot next to my name. Sign it. Properly affix postage and put it in your post box.
And that's going to have to be the last word because we have run out of time.
Hey, man, as always, it has been great to once again be on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Be safe, be aware, and carry your gun.
Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.